Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
Huge numbers of cattle being sold this week by Superior Video Livestock Auction during their Week in the Rockies sale. Over 180,000 head being sold over the 4 days. Day one yesterday. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says it's all about offering a variety of ways to find price discovery for your cattle.
At Superior Livestock, we're all about price discovery. We believe in public auction, and we believe in this system. It's proven to be effective for all parties involved, so we like to keep that at the highest level we can. And in order to do that, though these big summer sales may seem and are the pinnacle of what we do, you know, the constant offerings on a consistent basis on the weekly auctions and the biweekly auctions, the country page, your reps can trade for you, private treaty as well. We like all methods to maximize price discovery and do the best job we can of bringing efficiency to the market, bringing sellers and buyers together.
Day two for Week in the Rockies underway at 8 a.m. Central Time. You can go to SuperiorClickToBid.com to watch live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. On this Tuesday, after the three-day holiday weekend celebrating Independence Day, means that we're playing catch-up in several regards. Our auction barns, many of them are off this week. Oklahoma National Stockyards, for example, Joplin as well, not holding their regular Monday sale yesterday. Neither did OKC West. However, they're holding their calf and yearling sales on Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Meanwhile, we back up by a day some of our regular government reports. For example, crop progress. We normally have it on Monday afternoon. Instead, it'll be out later on this afternoon from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai meeting her counterparts from Mexico and Canada this week in Mexico City as they commemorate the first anniversary of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. U.S. Trade Representative's office says in a statement the meetings are an opportunity to continue the productive dialogue established during the first Free Trade Commission meeting back in May. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score has applauded the introduction of the Small Refinery Exemption Clarification Act of 2021 in the House of Representatives. The legislation seeking to clarify who's eligible under the Renewable Fuel Standard SRE program. Score saying that we firmly believe that refiners have had 16 years to adjust their operations to comply with the RFS and that the EPA's SRE authority was meant to steer them toward compliance rather than provide a never-ending excuse to avoiding their blending obligations. You've got farm news on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.